This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. This morning, I am asking myself the question, why do I want what I want? And many times I can be crystal clear on what I want, but I have learned it's important to take that next step to explore why I want what I want. And the reason for this is sometimes I have been known to have underlying intentions with my prayer request. And one case in point is recently I released my memoir. The title is called Blues to Blessings, and it took me 5 years to write this book, but I really believe that God wrote this book with me. He gave me the peace and comfort to release certain things in this book, because when I tell you I let my hair down, I really let my hair down in this book. And I kept saying it was going to be a book that was going to be such a blessing to so many people, particularly women, and it was going to inspire them in their relationship and walk with the Lord, etc. What I was not saying was that I also wanted to shut up the mouths of the naysayers, those who I thought didn't believe in me or didn't give me the level of support that I had hoped that they would give. And I found that that was staining the very blessing and gift that God had given to me. And so the words that I use to teach me now are, when you pray, you do not receive because you pray with wrong motives. James 4:3. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, pray from a pure place and watch how God responds.